Joe Dobrow is here with WEEI Sports now. It's at 8:43. It's one of the few times of the year, Joe, which we put the college sports ahead of the professionals.
Absolutely. Very exciting time, Bill. And around about 8:30 last night, there were a lot of NCAA office pool experts who were sweating it out. That's because it appeared at that moment, at least, that BU might pull a major upset against UConn. And a lot of people have the Huskies inked in at the center of their brackets. Led by Stephen Key, BU had the lead 4 minutes into the second half, but then the Huskies cranked up their defensive pressure a notch and went on a devastating 21-1 run. UConn was led by Chris Smith and Nadav Hennefeld, who each scored 19 points. As for senior guard Tate George, well, Tate's great, but was less filling than usual, just 9 points. Next for the Huskies will be California, which beat Indiana. The other East Regional games, LaSalle and Clemson, both won. Out west, Providence blew two late leads, one in regulation and one in overtime, and lost to Ohio State 84-83. The Buckeyes will play UNLV. The other Western winners were Ball State and Louisville. In the Midwest region, Princeton played well and actually held the lead against Arkansas with 6 minutes to play, but lost 68-64. Dayton, North Carolina, and Oklahoma also advanced. And in the Southeast, the fortunate four were Cal Santa Barbara, Michigan State, LSU, and Georgia Tech. In the NBA, a couple of games of note. Minnesota beat the Knicks 102-82, and Cleveland knocked off the Lakers 112-96. Celtics play at Orlando tonight, again without Robert Parrish. WEEI coverage begins at 6:45. Craig Gianni scored a pair of goals for the Bruins last night, but they still had to settle for a 3-all tie with Winnipeg. It does bring them 1 point closer to the division title, however. The bad news was that two key men went down with injuries. Dave Poulin suffered a nasty gash on his lower lip, but may return tomorrow. And, oh no, not Cam Neely. He left in the second period with a groin injury and did not return. No further word about his status. And finally, cross your fingers about the baseball situation. The owners are putting a new proposal on the table today, which many feel will break the deadlock. In fact, player reps from 26 teams are converging on New York for a meeting tomorrow. One disturbing thing about the proposal, as far as I'm concerned, is that it calls for an expansion to 6 more franchises within the next 10 years. I almost think I'd rather have 26 teams and no games. Joe Dobrow, WEEI 590 Sports.